My feet hurt crossing the cold, wet street. So this was what was left of the season. I tripped at the entrance as I heard someone cry, and I stumbled in, confused and freezing. The suds in the seventh tavern was back that night. Wake up for me, Harry, that's what I heard. She was calling from a booth that had no light. I walked over and her words were slurred. She had painted a picture that seemed so right, but I never did get a good view. There were too many heartbreaks and too many fights, and then the showdown on 7th Avenue. Tissue from her little plastic purse, and after coughing once or twice, blew a hole in it. Then from the back of the bar, I heard a laugh and a curse, and I grabbed the side of my arm where I'd been hit. Something exploded behind me, and a shockwave hummed. Now she was holding her rosary and a phone, and the place was fierce with screams and panic, and she begged me not to leave her alone. So right, but I never did get a good view. There were too many heartbreaks and too many fights, and then the showdown on 7th Avenue. Nice shower falling, and I think I must have cried into the morning. Only one of us walked out from that carnage that night, but my future disappeared with no warning. She had painted a picture that seemed so right, but I never did get a good view. There were too many heartbreaks and too many fights, and then the showdown on 7th Avenue.